We continue to pray across America with other people around the United States as we prepare for the National Day of Prayer and the recommitment of America to God. Today we pray for Kentucky and Indiana. So, Father God, we lift up Kentucky, the capital of Frankfort. We thank you for the 4.5 million people there that attained its statehood in 1792, becoming the 15th state to join the Union. We thank you that it started as a county in the state of Virginia and that later became its own state, and that Fort Boonesboro was established by Daniel Boone back in 1775. We also thank you for all the forests that cover it. Half its state is covered with it. And as a result, they are the largest provider of hardwoods in the U.S. We thank you for that. We thank you for it being famous for the bluegrass region, for raising thoroughbred racehorses, holding the oldest sporting event, the Kentucky Derby, remembering the Secretariat, the horse that won a record in 1973, racing at 1 minute and 59 seconds. So we lift up Kentucky before you, and we thank you, Father, in heaven. We come before you, humbled in confession, that we don't want to forget you who blessed us, protected us, and raised us up. We ask you to forgive any area in the Kentuckians for drifting from the relationship you have desired with them and us. Lord, forgive your church for any hesitation when we should have been bold, for our comfort when we should have carried the cross. Cleanse us and turn our hearts back to you with repentance, reverence, and renewed obedience. We acknowledge that you have placed us in the moment of history and entrust us with a sacred work to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to a broken and desperate world. Empower us to shine with holy courage to stand in truth and fulfill the mission you have given for such a time as this, in Jesus' name. We also lift up Indiana, whose capital is Indianapolis. Over 6.8 million people, they attained their statehood in 1860, the 19th to join the Union. Several famous people were born there: Michael Jackson, Ray Urey, who won 8 Olympic gold medals, Jacob Barnett, who was diagnosed with Asperger syndrome and autism and attended college at 12 years old. We thank you for the limestone that is there, that has resourced and helped to construct the Empire State Building, the Pentagon, and the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and that it home to the Indianapolis 500 automobile race that first was held in 1911. We thank you for this Hoosier heartland, and we lift its voice in praise to your great name, Lord, our rock and our salvation. Hear the praises of your people, those harvesting in the fields, working in manufacturing, caring for the sick, and advancing life sciences. We thank you for equipping us to be your hands and feet in every place you planted us. We see your handiwork from the sunrise over eastern cornfields to its glorious setting beyond the sand dunes of Indiana. And may those who see us not ask what basketball team we cheer for, but what Savior we worship. In Jesus' name, amen.